Yep, Hobie, indeed. It's great to be in Wisconsin with an 11-3 division winning team. And weekly, we are happy to be joined by Pat Shurmur, offensive coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings. Your offense has 63 plays this season of 20 yards or more, top three in the NFL. What overall goes into that?
Well, I think it first starts by running the football. We've been pretty good running the ball. And so when you can do that on first and second down, then the play actions are much more meaningful. And then the guys that are catching the ball are doing a good job running with it. So sometimes it's a long throw, sometimes it's a short throw and a long run. And for the most part, our guys have just been playing pretty well.
Running back Jerick McKinnon had a fantastic catching game against the Cincinnati Bengals. When the Vikings beat Green Bay week six, Jerick had 99 yards from scrimmage and a couple of touchdowns. How hard does Jerick work at his craft?
Well, he's a terrific player, and, you know, he's been very patient. Came into training camp and he's standing in line at number three, and then with the injury to Dalvin, he played a much bigger role than we anticipated, and he's been awesome running the ball, pass protecting, and then obviously he's terrific catching it.
Great segue, because into training camp, the current quarterback was in a battle for the two behind Sam Bradford. He wins that. Now he's the quarterback, Case Keenum, having a fantastic season, kind of in sneaky fashion, unless you really deep dive on it. He's 67% on third down. So Case overall has had a fantastic season, but on third down and in the red zone, honestly, he's been at his best, right?
Well, third down is critical. We talk about situational football all the time, and third down's in the red zone. Typically, if you get in the red zone and you convert a third down, your chance of scoring goes way up. And so he's just been, you know, he's been really good in all areas, and when it shows up in situational football, it helps us get in the end zone.
It's always great coming to Wisconsin and seeing a lot of purple and gold, including this young lady, a Vikings fan, is here. What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Cammie, and I'm from Appleton, Wisconsin.
Excellent. You have a question for the offensive coordinator?
Yes. So how has the addition of rookie Pat Elflein, how has he helped the offense?
Yeah, your rookie center, Pat Elflein, how's that worked out?
Well, it's a great question, and, you know, he really doesn't play like a rookie. You know, we're so fortunate. You never know what you're going to get when you draft a player. We knew he was a good player. We didn't know he was going to play this well. He's very smart. He's a fast blinker. He gets us going in the right direction. He can block his guy in the run and the pass, and he I don't want to say he's a surprise, but he's playing a lot better than maybe we would have anticipated for a rookie.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you.
Vikings looking to sweep Green Bay for the first time since 2009. Back to you, Hobie.